Saw this an article in the Telegraph, Dan, a country that produces good journalism and terrible food, the Brits. And it's building on a study that I think was actually done late last year. 538 has written this up as well. And the gist of it is, here's the headline: Revealed why younger siblings are more likely to have a standout sporting career. Now, this is something that I have observed anecdotally, not just in my own case, but in the cases of my friends and their younger or older brothers. Now, my brother and I are 3 years apart, and that's also important in this because we are four graduating classes apart. More on that later. And he
Your
was
brother was,
a superior athlete. He
yeah.
played quarterback at Tulane, then was a wide receiver at Tulane, and then, he was a And he's a Marine Corps lieutenant, and I'm here. So he was dominant early. It was very apparent very early on. When I'm 11 and he's 8, he's destroying every 8-year-old in his path and most 9 and 10-year-olds. And
When did that become emasculating for you? Like, are you a senior in high school and your sophomore brother is better than you?
he was in 8th grade. So
That many?
we're
Oh.
four graduating classes apart, but we're only 3 years apart, 85 and 88.
All right.
August and September. So, honestly, and this is going to sound
Was he have when did he get where you, he was better than you? Sorry. Go ahead.
well, this is really lame, but honestly, I was always just really proud, like, because I knew that I sucked. So I was almost doing the like dad living vicariously through the brother thing early on. I never really thought of it as anything other than like, man, this dude's a monster.
Okay, my brother's about the same gap. We're 4 years apart, so it was four grades. And he was the did they ever have the presidential fit physical fitness thing in school when you were there?
I don't recall that.
We had to do a test. So you had to do as many sit-ups as you could or push-ups, pull-ups. It was the presidential physical fitness test, and you would get ranked. And you would get informed where you ranked. And I was near the bottom of the school. Can't do pull-ups.
Yeah.
Chubby little kid, all that kind of stuff. My brother, I don't know where I ranked, but I assume it was near the bottom. Certainly the bottom 50%. He was number one in the school. They would tell you if you were like in the top 10.
Yeah,
And so
I think this is pretty common.
I don't know why. Is it because I beat up on him?
So yeah,
Because I toughened him up?
that
Because I
is sort
did.
of the gist of it. And so this study looked at 33 sports in Canada and Australia, men's and women's. They compared elite athletes who had reached senior international competitions, so the type of people who are doing, Olympic type sports for the most part, with near athletes who had reached the junior international or senior domestic level, and essentially found that the people who made it to the highest levels on average were twice as likely to have older siblings as those who didn't make it, and were twice as likely they had when they were more likely twice as likely to have an older sibling, and they had twice as many.
Like they're reaching for that bar that was set above them.
Yeah, and so that's a big
And
part of
now they're
it.
playing with
Yes.
someone who's 2 years older, whereas if you were the first kid, you're playing with kids your age the whole time.
Yes, the little
You're
sibling advantage is rooted in how younger siblings are challenged more. They are forced to develop skills, athletic skills, that are not entirely based on the size of their body or their relative athletic traits. So they develop, other traits, and then their body catches up, and they've already been playing with their older brother or older sister who doesn't let them win. And one way to get better at something is to fail. And the older sibling who plays with his I'm 11, he's 8-year-old brother, I'm beating him every time. Maybe 8 times out of 10 in whatever we're doing, and I don't really have any incentive in the backyard to really get better, whereas he's thinking every day, tomorrow I'm getting 3 of those. And this is apparently so cross-sport and cross-gender and cross-nation that it's been studied a couple different times now, and they all show the same thing. And the big part of it is the practice thing. A big part of it is just the psychology of it, and it's provable. The ones we have that are probably the most famous are, when Venus first burst onto the scene, their dad was saying, "Okay, she's good. Just wait on Serena." And if you've ever watched any interviews with Venus and Serena, they'll tell you that, is that Venus would just dominate her early, and it created a drive and a need to not only improvise but improve in Serena that she would not have gotten if she was primarily only competing against other kids her age. So in a team sport setting, most of the kids are going to be the same age. Everybody's about on the same level. Let's say in this scenario, no one has a sibling. You're all the same age. There's really nobody to just bully ball you. Like, we would just beat my brother, dude. I mean, we would, whether it was wrestling, whether it was baseball, football, basketball. And when he would complain, my mom would say, well, then if you don't want to play with the older kids, don't play. And he figured out, well, I do want to play. So it's time to level up a little bit here. And he just always had this mentality about him. I think a lot of people probably don't know this. The Splash Brothers, they absolutely have going for them that their dads, Del Curry and Michael Thompson, were NBA players. Steph and Klay Thompson both have older brothers who are basketball players who are not nearly as successful as they are. Seth Curry.
Seth's older?
Yeah.
Oh.
By like a year and a half, 2 years. And then Klay Thompson's older brother, who I think is also named like Michael or Mikael Thompson, also a year and a half, 2 years older.
So Seth is awesome.
He's great. And Michael Thompson was a G League player. Like, he made it.
Okay,
to pro league ball, but both of the Splash Brothers are the younger siblings of other basketball players who've done fine, but
wow.
Nowhere near what they did.
Could you imagine if Tiger or LeBron had younger brothers?
Yeah, now what Tiger had in his case was basically a dad who acted as an older sibling, right? Like, he had a dad who made it hard on him all the time and basically, you know, pushed him around like he was an older sibling, whereas most parents don't really have the heart. And also, I think the kid a lot of times would break down when that's coming from a parent as opposed to an older sibling, you know?
Right. That's their, they want to be like their older sibling.
Right.
That's their peer. They want to, they are searching for love from him.
So in about 2 out of 3 cases, when a pair of siblings both play the same sport professionally, the younger one is more successful. So an overwhelming majority of time, if you have a case like the Currys or the Thompsons or the Williams, that spans across tons of sports, male and female, in countries where, you know, we don't even know some of these sports we're probably even talking about. It happens in every one of them. Soccer, it's all over. Like, Megan Rapinoe has talked about this. Alex Morgan talking about playing with older siblings, or older siblings who might even be male.
These all seem logical.
Like, I'm not letting you in.
Yeah. These things seem to make sense.
A study of players in the U.S. national squads, so all sports, found that 75% had older siblings. Only 20% were the eldest sibling, with the remaining 5% being only children. Think about that. I don't know what percentage of the population is only children, but if only 5% of all of our national teams have, that would say that there's some benefit probably also to just being an older sibling, because you have somebody to constantly play athletics, do athletics with. And if you're by yourself and you're just kicking the sad little ball around the backyard by
yourself. Parents who don't want to play anymore.
Right, because they're tired.
Mm-hmm. It's like, we always think it would suck to have one dog.
Right.
They would just lay there and sleep all the time if they didn't have each other to jump on.
Part of this, too, is something called the relative age effect. This is what I was referencing with my brother's birth month as opposed to mine. And this has been studied, I believe, by Malcolm Gladwell. There's being born at the right time of the year. I mean, September borns are way overrepresented in pro sports. Because right out of the gate, you're going to be one of the older kids. And when you're 8, now you're like, you know, 15% older than a kid who was born in August, who's in the same class.
Doesn't that go against that theory, though? Because now you're older in a league full of, okay, you're the oldest 8-year-old in the league.
But it's a marginal difference. It just shows up early when you're competing against kids who, 9 months difference when you're talking about 8-9-year-olds is actually a big deal.
Right, but you're going to have more success because you're older than them, but you don't have that I'm fighting to be.
So then get both. Right, like, you're bigger, you're going to get more coaching. You're by your on
okay,
your team
yeah,
score,
yeah, yeah.
But then if you've also
you're
got,
getting noticed more and
right.
get more one-on-one attention.
Exactly, like, we don't need to develop you. We want to put this kid at shortstop and this kid in right.
So
field.
If that kid
I was
who's
one of those kids.
Okay, so you got a better birth date, so you're older than your peers, but you also have an older brother beating up on you at home that you're striving to be better than.
Yeah.
Okay.
And of course, there's going to be anecdotal cases where this is not true.
Yeah.
But I would bet for a lot of P1s listening right now, and I'm curious, I know Mino's as an only child, you gave your situation, Dan. I don't know the sibling situation of Killer and Julie, but I would bet this rings true with a lot of people.
Yeah.
It did in my life because I was the older brother, and my younger brother, 6 years younger than I am, when he started playing football, playing defensive line and offensive line, I remember the first time he tossed me around the yard instead of me tossing him, and I was like, game's changed.
Yeah. You know when it happens.
Yeah. You feel it.
Yeah. I have an older brother who played a lot of sports. I wouldn't say that I was necessarily better than him, though, but I probably was more competitive because of it, and I played more sports because of it, because I watched him playing sports.
That's a big part of it, too, mentioned in all these articles, is that your family a lot of times only has the ability in some parts of the country and in some country to kind of take the kids to one thing.
Yeah.
So if you've got a boy who plays soccer and there also happens to be girls soccer running concurrently, well, the girl is like, all right, well, I guess I'm playing soccer then, because this is what my brother does at home and my parents need to take both of us to one place and knock this all out in one fell swoop. So now this is what I do. And I'm going to,
because it's convenient.
It's convenient.
Plus they're not wading their way through. Hey, this is new for us as a parent. I don't know how to get you signed up and all that, you know. Like, that was something with us.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like, our kids started playing softball late, but the other one started at 6. Because the other one, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Because, okay, we know how to do this now.
Yeah, you know, like, who the coaches are and, like, what teams are good to get on. And
dude, I mean,
but it's my dad's kid with his new wife versus us.
Yeah, you know the lay of the land.
Now we do it right. Now we are raising a kid correctly.
I mean, I'm pretty sure the first time I went to Bantam football practice when I was 5, after my mom had tried to put the pads together, it was a disaster. None of that was right at all. But by the time my brother was playing, it was like
they knew.
Hey, we know this entire deal.
We already have here some pads.
Yeah, that's a big part of it too, equipment. So it's just something that that definitely rang true to me, and in a lot of different cases I've seen with friends and family, and I would bet that the same is the case for.
So if you want to have a pro athlete kid, you're saying definitely have a couple kids.
Yeah.
That's your advice.
The first one, just kind of laboratory. You're going to screw them up.
Yeah.
The second one, kind of
just write the first one off.
Yeah.
But if you're going to Marinovic feed them, like, make sure they eat everything. Make that with the second kid.
There you go.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band, like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.